imagining public safety mean to you? Hillary, I'll let you start.
Okay, so, you know, there's been a lot of conversation around policing since the George Floyd murder certainly brought things to a head, although the conversation has certainly been ongoing since the birth of Black Lives Matter. You know, it's a hot button issue. People have strong feelings. And to me, what I see as the need is to look at policing as part of a larger ecosystem of public safety in our city. So, you know, we had a situation with the former police chief. That person's gone. We have a chance with a new police chief, some new vision to really reimagine, to really rethink how our police relate to our residents across the whole city, and what it means to keep people safe. I think that different people have different definitions of that. For me, part of that means really bringing our police department and our public health department, which has done incredible work during the pandemic, truly amazing work, to bring them together more in a partnership to prevent the kinds of tragedies, things that happened like up in East Stroudsburg earlier this year, and you know, to get social workers, healthcare workers, addiction counselors, people like that more involved in dealing with calls that are nonviolent, calls that are not related to criminality in any way. You know, somebody looks like they're in distress, somebody is acting strangely, maybe it's a homeless person. So we've seen models of this in other cities that we're starting to see really good results on. Denver, the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, both have indicated that adding social workers, psychiatrists, healthcare workers, other people to the mix in terms of response to calls like that have greatly reduced uses of force, you know, violent incidents, all kinds of things. And not only that, have saved money, which I'm not in it for necessarily saving the money, but when you look at the reduction in use of force, you're looking at fewer lawsuits against the city or potential lawsuits. There are lots of benefits. If you can prevent someone from having a terrible incident where they end up, you know, being killed, or killing themselves, you know, there's so many different ways that we can approach this issue that isn't just about using police. And police, they are trained for many things, but they're not experts in everything. And they are the call of last resort when things are going bad. I think as Chief Schiffer had said to me once, he's now the chief of police at Lehigh, but he was the chief of police in Bethlehem. He said, you know, when you go to somebody, when you're the police, it's usually their worst day, right? Like they're having their worst day. And so a lot of times that can lead to a change in attitude by police officers because they see people kind of at their worst. So the idea is to have more community policing so that you're not only seeing people on their worst day, and then to integrate public health practices so that we're reducing those bad days altogether. So that's kind of, in a nutshell, reimagining public safety.
And I just would add a couple things to that. I think that, you know, our new police chief, Chief Cott, has made it a priority, and she says this almost every time she speaks publicly, is that she wants to listen to the community about what they want from their police department, which I think is super, super important. And there will always be situations where you absolutely want a police officer to respond to that individual call. But there's also, we as a society put police officers in situations that are unfair to the police officers. And I know at Allen High School, like if the school district is thinking about adding staff or personnel to the high school, it's not just let's add more teachers. Sometimes we add parent liaisons. Sometimes we add school psychologists. Sometimes we add mental health advocates. Is that, you know, one of the things I think we can do is take a look at how do we make our police officer job easier. Like, do we want the liaison between the city of Bethlehem and Northampton County and Lehigh County, you know, their mental health, you know, services? What is it that can we can do in our community? And I know that Chief Cott has talked a lot about how she wants to get more and more officers out into the community, out into talking to people. And I guess the final thing I would say is, you know, it's, you know, I've been using the analogy, like, you count from 1 to 10. And like the police officer shows up when it's 10, and Hillary said it's like, you know, as Jason used to say, it's like if the police call you, it's probably their worst day. Like, we have failed as a society if we're not investing in 1 through 9, if we're not making sure that our public schools are funded, if we're not making sure that mental health services are funded, if we're not making sure that there's recreational opportunities for youth. I know that, you know, one of the things that I've grown with as a teacher is that when a student comes in and has some type of behavior issue, it's taken me a while to realize that that behavior issue is probably coming weeks, months, years in advance. So it's just, you know, we have to kind of balance that going forward. But, you know, I think we're on the right track with Chief Cott.
And, you know, I know we want to go to another question, but I just want to say that by bringing in the school piece, it reminds me just that, you know, my priorities, you know, pandemic recovery, livability, which is affordable housing, and homelessness, the climate action plan, vibrant neighborhoods, you know, addressing racism, inequality, and the public safety piece of it. I look at them all very much as intertwined, and that's why I think of wraparound care, like at a school, similarly for a city, that, you know, we are not all just, you know, pick up my trash, or, you know, pick up my, you know, plow my snow, and then, you know, call the cops. There's a lot of other things going on in our lives. And so when Grace was talking about the transient nature of her kids' existence, you know, her students in Easton, you know, that leads to, you know, problematic schooling outcomes for kids because their housing is unstable because it's not affordable, right? So it's all connected. And I see all of the issues that we're facing in the city as having, you know, they're all in dialogue with each other, and we can solve problems, more than one problem at a time, I guess is what I'm saying. Yeah.
I agree.